Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Government supporters and protesters in Egypt clashed in the streets of Cairo yesterday. That erupted into rock throwing, fire bombing, and beatings. The number of casualties isn't known. What is known is the situation's becoming dire for Christians and churches, says President of Open Doors USA, Carl Muller.
Financial resources are drying up. Churches are experiencing a great hardship because they can't have access to their jobs. There's no money. Most of the things occur in Egypt on a cash basis, so with ATMs dry and banks closed, this is becoming very difficult.
Next, Monday, Niger held its first presidential election since a coup overthrew the government last year. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says elections were peaceful.
By all accounts, the voting was peaceful and seemed to go in an orderly fashion. 10 candidates were vying for the presidential office, and if none of them has received a majority of the votes, the top two will square off in a runoff election in about 2 weeks.
People are fairly open to hearing about the gospel from Words of Hope's broadcasts, and believers have a good deal of freedom. And prayer is an integral part of every ministry. The Jesus Film Project says, apart from the hand of the Lord, they can't move forward in helping advance the gospel worldwide without it. That's why they're asking you to join hands with them and pray. Thousands of people have come to Christ by watching the Jesus Film and getting follow-up afterward, but it couldn't happen without faithful believers on their knees. Sign up to be a prayer partner with the Jesus Film through our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. Enter for your chance to win. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.